Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Michael Galli, G-A-L-L-I. Address is 884 Whispering Woods Lane, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-828-4300. ID is XXXXX9126, date of birth 4/11/1951, 71-year-old, married, retired contractor, home designer, insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross / SISC, pharmacy is CVS, 530-896-5404. It's addressed to Dr. Vimley Paul, PAULMD. North Valley Internal Medicine, 85 Declaration Drive, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-894-6600. Carbon copy, Ross Naduch, NAYDUCHMD, Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-894-0500. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation and treatment in continuity of care, remote history of epilepsy, treated, subparagraph, evidence of continuous treatment, current medications, this is vertically. Oxtellar 300 milligrams 2 times per day. Dr. Paul Garcia, UCSF. Oxcarbazepine 150 milligrams. 1/2 pill twice a day. ONFI 20 milligrams, 1/4 pill twice a day. Crestor 5 milligrams, dyslipidemia. 1 pill daily, Dr. Natick. Norvasc 5 milligrams, hypertension 1 daily, Dr. Natick. History of adverse reactions, Cipro and Ceftin. Past medical history. Dyslipidemia, history of hernia, additional adverse reactions, sulfa drugs, systematic review of systems, general, no symptoms, endocrine, no symptoms, EENT, transient dizziness, reduced hearing, blurred vision, he wears eyeglasses. Gastrointestinal, constipation, heartburn, indigestion. Pulmonary, no history of symptoms, cardiovascular. Hypertension, arousals at night with dyspnea. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological. Slow to heal after cuts. History of abnormal bruising. no history of excessive bleeding, locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported, mental health, no symptoms reported, neck, no symptoms reported. Male, height 5 feet 6 inches, weighed 155 pounds. No history of male symptoms. Sexual function, sexually active, satisfactory sexual life. No difficulty with intercourse, no history of risk factors for transmissible disease. Dermatological, history of hives. Mental health, no symptoms reported, neuropsychiatric, history of convulsions. No history of fainting or paralysis. Personal health and safety. He has completed an advanced directive. He denies exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Family and personal health history. He was born on April 11, 1951. He's 71 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. His father died of a stroke at age 87. His mother died of cancer at age 89. He has one sister, age 69, in good health. His wife is age 63 in good health. His daughter is age 36 in good health. New paragraph reports a family history of cancer, throat cancer in his mother, alcohol chemical dependency in his father. Father had heart disease. He denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, bleeding tendency, other convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed high school in 1969, college in 1973. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is married. He takes alcohol, he reports on a daily basis. 2 glasses of wine per day. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. He is retired. He denied any occupational concerns. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He has a history of concussion. He is recovering from traumatic brain injury in 2013. Operations. He's never had a blood transfusion. He's recovered from hiatal hernia surgery in 2015, right shoulder repair in 2002. He reports that he was, quote, sent home, unquote, after traumatic brain injury in August of 2013. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, none are reported. Head, no symptoms reported, no history of neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells, or other loss of consciousness recently. No similar family history. Neck, no symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back. No symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, No symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. Mental status. He completed parts of the NIH quality of life questionnaires. Subparagraph, first paragraph. Communication. He reports that he cannot write himself to-do lists. He has a little trouble understanding his family and friends on the phone. He has some difficulty in conversation in small groups. More difficulty in organizing what he wants to say. Some difficulty in speaking clear enough to use the telephone. New paragraph. Anxiety. He reports sometimes he worries about dying. He has trouble relaxing. Infrequently, he feels shy or having difficulty sleeping. New paragraph, cognitive functioning. Sometimes he has difficulty with speech where words are, quote, on the tip of his tongue. Sometimes he has trouble with recollection of information such as phone numbers or instructions. Sometimes he has trouble concentrating. Sometimes difficulty with decision making. Sometimes trouble with task initiation. New paragraph, fatigue. He reports that he needs to nap twice daily. New paragraph, positive affect and well-being. He reports mild symptoms of reduction. New paragraph, anxiety. He reports that sometimes he feels fearful about his future and is worried about his physical health. New paragraph, depression. Infrequently does he have any symptoms where he feels that he has an empty life or feels that nothing is interesting, withdrawn from other people, feeling that everything he did was an effort, critical for self-mistakes. New paragraph, emotional and behavioral discontrol. He reports slight symptoms, new paragraph, depression. He reports slight symptoms. New paragraph, ability to participate in social roles and activities. He reports a slight reduction. Sometimes he is unable to do all his regular leisure activities. Sometimes he is unable to do his hobbies or leisure activities. Sometimes he cannot accomplish as much as usual working at home. Sometimes he has to do his work for shorter periods of time. sometimes he has to limit his regular family activities. Sometimes he feels limited in the amount of time he has to visit friends. Sometimes he has to limit the things he does at home for fun. Sometimes he has to limit his hobbies and leisure activities. Sometimes he has to do hobbies and leisure activities for shorter periods of time. Sometimes he has trouble keeping in touch with others. Sometimes he does fewer social activities with groups. Than usual, sometimes he has to work for shorter periods of time, including work at home. New paragraph, satisfaction with social roles and activities. Sometimes he is disappointed in his ability to do things for his friends. Sometimes he's disappointed in his ability to do leisure activities. Sometimes he's bothered with his limitations in doing hobbies and other activity. New paragraph. He denied difficulties with his vision, sense of smell, taste, chewing, and swallowing, phonation. New paragraph, he denied having tremor or stiffness. New paragraph, he denied having unusual ataxia. New paragraph, he denied neuromusculoskeletal weakness of seriousness. New paragraph, he denied having unusual symptoms of dysomnia. New paragraph, neurological examination, mental status. Michael is alert, oriented, pleasant, and appears in no distress. His immediate recent remote memories all appear intact, as is his attention, concentration, and ideation without unusual features. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph. His motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength. New paragraph. Sensory examination is otherwise intact all modalities. New paragraph. His deep-tended reflexes are preserved. New paragraph. His ambulatory examination is preserved without ataxia. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing demonstrates no tremor, inducible neuromuscular skeletal weakness or rigidity or evidence of cogwheeling or inducible stiffness. New paragraph, ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Michael presents with a remote history of seizures and some neuromusculoskeletal clinical symptoms, for which at this time he reports he is unconcerned. New paragraph, he describes he does not need refills on his medication, but this time indicates that he is not seeing his primary care doctor on a regular basis, which was re-encouraged. New paragraph, I've suggested he return to the care of Dr. Paul for follow-up. New paragraph, we discussed further evaluation for his history, including a high-resolution 3D MR neuroquantitative brain imaging study, which he declined today, and indicates that he may do when he is 75. New paragraph. In consideration of his clinical history, stability on medication, and minimal clinical side effects, I've suggested that we schedule him for a follow-up reevaluation appointment in 1 year while we continue filling his medication. New paragraph, I look forward to seeing him again. New paragraph, he can contact us in the meantime should he experience any difficulties. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then, period.